Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur is a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ entering the Holy of Holies when he comes back to the earth. That's the headline. Steve Herzig joins me in just a moment to explain Yom Kippur.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Explain to us what is Yom Kippur for those who may be listening, don't know much about Judaism.
Well, Jimmy, Yom Kippur is the sixth of seven feasts from the book of Leviticus. And I often tease believers when I'm speaking that Leviticus is the book for most of them where the pages are still stuck together, but that if they would open them, it would open up the book of Hebrews, and it also would give them the program of God, which I believe these seven feasts speak about, the program of God as it relates to Israel. And the Yom Kippur is Day of Atonement. Last time you and I talked was over the Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, 5778. And this holiday is really the time when, after 10 days of repentance, called the 10 days of awe in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, after people are evaluating their life, Jewish people, evaluating their last year's life and repenting and going to people and saying they're sorry, coming to God and saying they're sorry, and trying to make things right, because the desire at Rosh Hashanah is, may your name be inscribed in the book of life. And it's at Yom Kippur that Jewish people believe their name will be either in the book of life or in the book of judgment. And that's a very solemn time, as you just said. And so that period of time, knowing that your year is going to be sealed one way or the other, is a just really significant time. And so Jewish people are fasting during this time. They are contemplating God's judgment and what he's going to do. We Jewish people so value life, knowing that somebody could die during the year. And they believe that it's all based on works throughout the past year. So it's a very significant time from a Jewish point of view.
Steve Herzig with details on the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. On a day in the future, a future Yom Kippur, Jesus Christ, who will build the kingdom temple, Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46, Jesus Christ will come to Jerusalem, enter the Holy of Holies, and become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then the kingdom begins. That's the whole reason behind the Jewish feast as given in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. Jesus Christ was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, resurrected on first fruits. He returns to the earth on the Feast of Trumpets, and then walks into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. That's God's plan for the future and these Jewish feasts. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...